Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There we go.
Sorry
about that. All right, here
we
go. Ready to go, bro?
Ready. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, Joe Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. It's Monday. It is October 23rd. It's 2023. The Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by any to discount tires, and of course, by the DraftKings people who've been so good to us over the years. And joining us today, a little different feel on a Monday. Jets didn't play yesterday, so no Jet game to break down. But Jake Simone is with us, big Jet fan. He wound up winning the a couple weeks ago when we had our latest live podcast with Fireman Ed. He won coming on and getting a live Zoom with me. So lucky you, Jake. How are you, bro?
Yeah. Big shout out to my good buddy, Luke Cortina, who actually won and gave it to me. He's a big Patriot fan. Actually, he's my best buddy. I've known him for 13 years. And Joe, wow. You know what else hasn't happened in 13 years? The Jets haven't been to the playoffs. So maybe he's the bad omen for us.
Well, and also, let me say this, though. We want to thank the Patriots for beating the overrated Buffalo Bills yesterday as well. You know, we had a good for not playing yesterday, Jake. We had a good day. You know, the Bills lose, the Dolphins lose, and the Giants won. And I got to tell you, I feel much better about this game coming up against the Giants by them having a win instead of us playing them, you know, coming in at 1-6 on a 5-game losing streak. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, I'm definitely a little worried because Andrew Thomas is going to come back. He definitely makes that offensive line a lot better. And hopefully Daniel Jones is starting because they look better with Tyrod Taylor.
I don't think
there's any debate.
I don't think there's any way Jones starts. I will be shocked if Tyrod Taylor doesn't start this game. And I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't be surprised. And look, I mean, who knows what Dable's going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor's the quarterback going forward because they're playing better with him. They should have beat Buffalo. Let's be honest. They should have beat the Bills last week.
Yeah, they got hosed. And the officiating is a big problem in the league. I mean, look at that game last night. Not one flag thrown for the Eagles. I mean, come on. We hate the Dolphins, but...
But not even that. Did you see the end of the Colt game yet? The Colt-Brown game yesterday?
The ball wasn't catchable.
Bro, they hosed a while. Even before that, they called defensive holding on a strip sack that would have basically ended the game for Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, bro. It's the officiating in this league is horrible.
Well, did you see the end of that Rams-Steeler game? That wasn't a first down.
I did not see that. No, I didn't see that.
No.
Tell me.
No,
explain that to me. I know Pittsburgh won, obviously.
Yeah. Well, the Rams, basically the Steelers were going for the first down to end the game, and the ball carrier was clearly short. The Rams would have got the ball back.
Right,
and who knows
right.
what would have happened. But, yeah, the Rams winning that game would have been ideal because the Steelers, they're always competitive with Mike Tomlin. That's what a good coach does.
Yeah, Steelers are always good, man. They're 4-2 right now, tied with Cleveland, who got handed that game yesterday. So, anyway, look, we just got to – you know what, Jake? We just got to take care of our own business. That's it. You know, to me, I look at the season now. We go 7-5. I'm looking at 10 wins will get us into the playoffs. We got to go 7-4. Minimum the second half of the season. If we do that, I think we're making it. I think 10-7 gets us in.
Well, we got to win 3 out of the next 4, right? We obviously have the Giants out of a bye, the Raiders, the Chargers, and then I'm actually going to that game in Buffalo.
Really? You're taking your life in your hands and you're going up there with the Bills Mafia with that group?
Yep. I'll be there. So hopefully, we get a little revenge for our good buddy Mike White, who was taken from us last year by Matt Milano. And what comes around goes around. He's out for the year right now. I'm just saying.
Right.
But look, out of a bye, here's my concern, Joe, because out of a bye, this franchise has never come out of the gates fast, right? We need to change that this year. It's a year of firsts, right? Where we beat the Eagles for the first time, and we need to come out of a bye. And I don't want to just squeak by and beat the Giants. We should blow this team out. That's what a big time defense does.
You know what? Look, I'm not worried about style points. Of course, we're a better team than the Giants are. We should blow them out. I don't disagree, but just win the game, man. You know. I go back and forth with the coach. You know, the Sal and I. We got this crazy relationship where we're constantly texting back and forth. I tell you right now, to me, and I said this to the coach even this morning. I texted him. The pressure is major pressure on the fan base in this game. Let's be honest about it. We got a lot of pressure on us as fans here because we got to deal with the damn Giant fans. You know, we got to live with these guys. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing we want to do is lose to them, especially when we're the better team than they are. You know, and this is going to be the first game, Jake, you notice too. We've been underdogs in every game so far this year. All six games we've been underdogs. This is going to be the first time we're going to be favored on Sunday. You know we will be.
And it's out of a bye, Joe. Look, they've never played well out of a bye.
I know.
And we can't, we can't allow an opening drive touchdown by the Giants either. Like, there's no going down for it.
No.
We can't do that every game. It's not sustainable.
Well, they've done it. Well, I forget if Buffalo scored a touchdown on the opening drive in the opening week, but outside, you know, I know four of the other, you know, certainly Dallas did, certainly Denver did, certainly the Eagles did, certainly Kansas City did. So we got to stop that, man. We got to stop it.
Yeah, and I want to see Sauce Gardner on Darren Waller, too. He's clearly Tyrod Taylor's favorite target. He's their number one receiver. Yep. Let's go, coach.
Well, let me tell you this. As I said, I texted the coach this morning. No word yet on either Sauce or DJ Reed for Sunday.
So, you know, what's he doing with those injuries?
No, I mean, look, that doesn't mean they're not playing, but I'm just telling you. I texted him. I asked him that this morning, and he didn't know yet about those guys. So,
well, Joe, he the whole year with the injuries, it's been a whole mystery, right? Remember, Dwayne Brown was supposed to play, and then he's on IR. Right. 24 hours later, DJ Reed was expected to play. He's out for 2 weeks. Sauce Gardner, mysterious concussion. What's going on in these practices that we have guys getting concussions or whatever?
Well, Sauce even said he could have played in the Philly game. He said he felt fine, and they basically just held him out. Now, the guys who played were great. I mean, Craig James played great. The other guy, Tay Hayes played well. Obviously, Tony Adams had a big game. Bryce Hall, with another turnover for him. He gets the interception. But the defense is really starting to play now. You know, the defense is doing the things that big-time defenses do. They're getting after the quarterback, and they're taking the ball away, right? They're starting to force turnovers. I mean, what is it, 8 turnovers in the last 3 games now?
Yeah.
8 or 9.
Yeah.
It might be 9. I think it's 9, actually.
And, Joe, they're closing the door. I say this all the time to my buddies.
No doubt about it.
That game against the Eagles, right, with 2 minutes to go, as much as we love Rex, I know you're a big Rex guy. I mean, they should have never fired him. But anyway.
That's another story.
How many times with Rex with 2 minutes to go, they blow the game?
No question.
Every single time, this defense has been closing the door consistently this year.
Well, this might be the best. Now, look, I mean, you weren't around for the Super Bowl team, but I mean, that was a great defense that, you know, they don't get enough credit. Everything's about name it. But really, the defense was the best defense in the AFL that year. They were terrific. Jerry Philbin and John Elliott and Johnny Sample and those guys, you know, Larry Grantham. They were really good defense. This might be the best defense we've seen. I mean, how about the emergence right now, Jake, of the two guys on the defensive line, Bryce Huff and Jermaine Johnson? These guys are really starting to come on that defensive line, at getting after the quarterback.
They got to pay Bryce Huff. He's a free agent at the end of the year. So his name needs to be on a contract as soon as possible. And
well,
Jermaine,
I'll tell you what, though. Let me stop you there for a second. I wouldn't pay him until the end of the year. Let him be hungry. He's playing hungry right now, Jake. Let him stay hungry right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and look, Sunday, Quinnen Williams has been a little quiet this year rushing the passer. The Giants' guards are horrific. This is a game Sunday where Quinnen Williams, he needs to earn that $26 million and dominate that game from start to finish.
Well, look, I mean, his brother's been better. Look, his brother right now might be the best defensive player in the league. Quincy Williams is playing as good as anybody, certainly as good as any linebacker. And you want to give me Fred Warner or Bobby Wagner or, you know, whatever linebacker you want to give me. He's playing better than any linebacker in the league right now. Let's be honest.
And how about the Pro Bowler, C.J. Mosley? I've been hard on him.
He's been good. C.J. Mosley's been good. He's playing better. No, I agree.
Joe, that was the biggest play.
And I've been down on him too, Jake. So I'm down on him.
Me too. Everyone gets on me. But still, that was the biggest play he's ever made for the Jets, forcing that fumble on, I think it was Swift it was. That changed the whole complexion of that game because the Eagles were driving.
Yeah.
So good for C.J. Mosley.
Yeah. No, they're playing well. Look, the defense is good. And they're deep. I mean, when you see what they were able to do without their two big corners last week, you know, you got to feel pretty good about the depth on this defense too. Now, you hit it though. They can't keep giving up these opening drive touchdowns to everybody. I mean, that's got to stop. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and just switching over to the offensive side, Joe, I think you've been a little too critical of Hackett this year. I don't think you realize the circumstances that Hackett had. This quarterback last year was with the likes of Jamarcus Russell. He was literally the worst quarterback to play last year. Hackett is signing up for Aaron Rodgers, or even if they didn't get Rodgers, which I believe they thought they were getting Rodgers the whole time. I mean,
of course,
come on.
Of course.
But Hackett thought he was getting Rodgers. They had to throw everything away in the span of a week. And I get it. The play calling in the red zone, it needs to get a little bit more creative. It'd be nice if we can have some design runs for this kid. I mean, he's a really good athlete, and we've seen him run for some big games before. They still don't design runs. I guess they're afraid of him getting hurt. But Hackett's done a good job. He's made this kid look like a serviceable backup quarterback, which we all thought was a far cry a year ago.
Well, the one thing I will say, though, I think he's got to take more shots downfield. I mean, you go to that. Let's go to the one play, which the one call last week against Philly that really got me aggravated. They get the big turnover. Quinnen Williams gets that interception. You know, they're down 7-3 at that point. They got a first down on the Eagle 45. This begs for us to take a shot down the field. And he winds up giving the ball to Breece Hall, who loses 3 yards. And they wound up, remember, they went four and out. They went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. And the Eagles actually went down and scored a touchdown after that. That's, I got to see more shots downfield. They had that one play from, where were they, on the 5 or 6 yard line where he threw the ball deep for about 35 yards to Garrett Wilson down the sideline. But this kid's got a big arm, Jake. I got to see him throw the ball down the field more. I really do.
Yeah, no, there's no complaints there. And the whole Dalvin Cook thing was mysterious, too. The Jets had that one. Yeah, you know what it is, Joe? I think it's a lack of motivation. And there's stories coming out now about Mecole Hardman. He might not have been so invested after Aaron Rodgers got hurt. He's another one of those guys that thought he was going to
come. Did you see the plays he made yesterday, Jake? He had a big punt return for the Chiefs, and he caught a big first down late in the game, if you didn't see that, right?
I did. Well, of course. I mean, would you be surprised? He's probably in there laughing with those guys of how the officials hosed us in that Chiefs game. Because when don't the officials hose us?
Well, we talked about it. The Colts got hosed yesterday. If you saw the end of the Colts
game.
What a disgrace. Well, you know, the league, I've been screaming this for years. The NFL has got, you know, and they don't even give a damn. I mean, but then nobody's putting these games on to watch these idiots throw flags. Now, let's be real. Right or wrong, nobody is.
Let the guys play. And, Joe, I don't know if you saw this, but the Jets are the most watched team this year. The ratings That's are true. Through the roof. It is true. The three most watched games this year are the Jet games. I believe it was the Eagles game was the most watched, and then the Bills game,
and
I think it was the Chiefs game too.
Right.
You think all this increased viewership and ratings would result in a gift or two from the flags, but here we are still getting hosed. So hopefully changes.
We still haven't had a roughing the passer call go our way since December of 2021. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, the Bills get every roughing the passer call. Did you? I don't know if you saw that game yesterday, but
I didn't see much of it. I was watching the Giants actually. Well,
did you see? You didn't see the end at all either.
Well, I saw the game when he touched down. I did see the drive at the end of the game. Jones hit Gesicki for the game when he touched down and all of that. But
Joe, here's the tale of two franchises, right? That first play to start that game winning drive for the Patriots, there was an illegal man downfield, but the officials picked up a flag that would it would have negated a 40-yard. First play of the drive. It was a 40-yard pass to Stevenson. It was a swing pass out of the backfield.
I did see that play. I didn't realize they caught that. Really? So they picked the flag up on an illegal man downfield call?
Yep. They called it an illegal man downfield on the center, Andrews, right? And then the officials, of course, they got to discuss and have these little talks before they call it.
Of course.
So the officials picked it up. I'm thinking to myself, I was thinking of Connor McGovern in the Chiefs game.
Right.
That one was even worse.
That was a big call in that game, too. You're right.
A big call. So I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, when's the last time the Jets have had a flag get picked up, let alone in a spot to win the game? Not many times, Joe, but it's just we don't want to see these guys throw flags all day. It's ridiculous. And what's really the fix here? Is it making the officials full time? Or my one buddy suggested to me, he said, well, why don't we just make everything reviewable? But, Joe, I'm not a big fan of this whole instant replay crap. It's terrible.
The only penalty that I would say should be reviewable is roughing the passer. I think roughing the passer should be reviewable. That I do agree with that. You know, to me, Jake, there's just too many penalties. There's too many. And I'll tell you this, too. There's no way. How many times did we saw this with the Colts yesterday? Defensive holding negate. We saw it in the Giant game, too. Defensive holding negating a strip sack fumble, that wound up costing it. That's a 5-yard penalty. It should not be automatic first down. Should not be an automatic first down. And so many times that play, you're getting sacked. You're going to tell me if you're watching that game, you're going to tell me that who was Walker was the quarterback. You're going to tell me he had a chance to even see the receiver getting help? Come on.
No, it's ridiculous. You can't even celebrate the big moments in a game because
you got to wait to see if there's a flag.
Exactly. It's like, I'm all pumped up. Oh, wait, there's a flag.
Yeah,
come on.
Right.
It's a joke. It really is. And they call these holding penalties that are not even close to the ball carriers either. It's like, what are we doing
here? No, it's completely ridiculous. And it's too, they have, the officials have much too much control over these games. And to me, something has to be done about it. And here's the other thing, Jake. How do we know these guys are all on the up and up? With all the legal gambling you have now, how the hell do I know that any of this is, you know, that some guy isn't betting on a game? You don't know that. Who knows?
You can't convince me that there hasn't been one NFL game in the history of the league that hasn't had something. And these replay guys, can we get rid of these guys that are on? I don't need to see Gene Steratore, by the way, his son or whatever. I don't know who it is. It's his son, nephew, cousin, whatever. He's the one that hosed the Jets with that Sauce Gardner holding penalty at the end of the game. Enough of Steratore, Blandino, all these guys. Talk about a waste of money.
That's the latest thing now. These officials, they don't want to be officials anymore. So let me go work for the networks and make big money. You know, with these guys telling us when we see the game, we know the game. I don't need these guys telling me what I'm looking at. You know what I mean?
You even got Steratore doing like March Madness in the winter. It's like, come on, it's terrible, man. It's so like, it makes me cringe so much when I see these guys on my TV, because it's like, I don't need Gene Steratore telling me what's a holding penalty and what's not.
No, I know. No, it's brutal, bro. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm so tired of the officiating in this league. But, you know, getting back to our team, we're talking to Jake Simone here. We're a special edition of the Oda Payne podcast with Jake here this morning on a non-Jet Monday.
The Jets still won the bye.
Yeah, they did. They had a good bye. Like I said, Miami loses, Buffalo loses, and the Giants won. And like I said, I'd much rather play them coming off a win. But one thing with our team, we got to start putting the ball in the end zone, in the red zone. I mean, thank God the kicking game has been great. Zerline's been tremendous. Morstat's been tremendous. Those guys have been outstanding. But we got to start putting the ball in the end zone when we get inside the 20-yard line, Jake. We have to.
The play calling needs to be more creative. We can't, enough of these halfback dives up the middle to Breece Hall. Everyone in the stadium knows that that's what we're doing. How about some play actions? How about a design quarterback run? A little bit of like an end around to Gibson or somebody like that. You see these teams across the whole league. And I don't know if you can recall, but the Bills had a really good play call against the Giants on that Sunday night. They were clearly struggling offensively, especially inside the 20s. And they had Diggs on a motion, so the whole defense was spotted on Diggs, and they had a receiver. I think it was that Hardy guy in the backfield.
Right,
and he ran like a little bit of a halfback like wheel or whatever, and they scored an easy touchdown because everyone was focused on Diggs. It's stuff like that Hackett needs to improve on, because look, halfback dives up the middle to Breece Hall for first and 10. It's not going to do anything.
Not from the 10 yard line. Not when it's first and goal on a 9 or 10. You know, if you're on the 5 yard line, that's different. But if you're on the 9 or 10 yard line, first and goal, you got to throw a pass on first down. Get Zach out of the pocket. You know what I mean?
And use these tight ends in the red zone. They're big bodies. Conklin's having a really good year. Why don't they use this kid? There's no design runs for this guy. I mean, not even inside the red zone.
No, I know it. I know it. I'm with you 100%. You know what the problem is? They're worried he's going to get hurt, but that's nonsense. You can't worry about that. You can't worry.
You can't. And also, that's a big part of his game. I mean, look, they should be probably, realistically, they should be running an offense that's similar to like Lamar Jackson's with the Ravens, where it's just heavy pistol, heavy run, design runs, RPOs. Yep. Because if you get the teams respecting the play action, it opens up the field, and he'll never be a pocket passer, Joe. It's just not what he is.
Forget about
being the second pick in the draft. We just need him to be somewhat serviceable, which to his credit, he hasn't been turning the ball over, but it's not a sustainable way to winning to keep going 0-for-9 in the red zone, whatever it is. We need to start punching these in.
No, you got to start putting the ball in the end zone. Like I said, thank God the kicking game. Zerline's been tremendous, and Morstat too. But they got to start putting the ball in the end zone. And we got to see more of Breece. I mean, Breece has got to get – you only got 12 carries in the Philly game. I know they got to – you know, they threw the ball to him a little bit out of the backfield. You got to give him the ball more than 12 times a game, Jake. I mean, come on.
And I'm so sick of seeing Michael Carter, too. He's lucky to even be on the team. He stinks. He dropped another big pass last week. He's arguing with the coaches week two. The whole offseason, I remember they were thinking about signing Zeke or whatever, and he was like, we don't need – Michael Carter, you're not the GM. You're lucky to be on the team. How about let's get this Izzy running behind Breece?
Where is
Anaconda. He's in the witness protection program.
Jake, I've been asking the coach about him. I mean, when are we going to see this guy? Maybe if they – now, there's rumors they're going to trade Dalvin Cook, and, you know, he's been terrible, you know. Maybe if they trade Dalvin Cook, we'll finally see Abanaconda get activated, because he looked good in preseason. Let's be honest. Why aren't we seeing this guy?
I was a little upset in training camp when they cut Zonovan Bam Knight. I liked him last year.
Yeah,
he's out for the year with the Lions. But I agree with you, man. And a big concern that I really have with this whole offense is the offensive line. Let's be honest, AVT's out for the year. Tippmann, did coach say anything to you when we might Tippmann's see him again?
He had said something to me last week. I don't think Tippmann's playing this week. I think Tippmann's out.
No, I'm thinking about for the whole season. Tippmann might be
out. I don't think he's out for the year, but I think he's out for the Giant game for sure.
And you know Wink Martindale is going to send the freaking kitchen sink at this kid on Sunday. So that's a big concern, man. I mean, we got Schweitzer playing guard now, and is Dwayne Brown, look, Mekhi Becton's the left tackle.
No. Dwayne Brown is a backup now, bro. In fact, if he's ready to come back, I leave Mitchell alone at right tackle. And like you said, Becton is the left tackle now, and Schweitzer's got to play guard. That's it. I mean, Brown's a backup right now. That's it.
Yeah, so the blitz on Sunday, that has me concerned, to say the least. So hopefully they're ready for it.
Yeah, no, they're going to come after him. But you know what, bro? We're going to – look, our formula to win is play defense and don't turn the ball over. Let our defense win the game. You know, if we got to rely on the kicking game to win, I'm okay. But, you know, that's the formula. And we got to see more Breece Hall, and we got to see more of taking shots down the field, because I don't think there's enough of that with Zach. I mean, with his arm, you know, we got Garrett Wilson. We should be taking more shots down the field.
And I want to see less of Randall Cobb. I don't know if you've seen this, but he has the worst yards per route ran or something. It's pretty bad. True? So, yeah, he's been – look, I get it. He's probably a veteran leader for this team. And
I don't think there's any doubt. I think that's the key. I think you hit it. I think he's a big guy in the locker room, Randall Cobb.
But this guy Gibson, man, he's fast. He put the ball on the ground twice against Denver, but still, he's fast. He can get open. He can make every single time he's got the ball in his hands, I feel like he can hit his head on the goalpost at any given time. I want to see more of him. And you just got rid of Mecole Hardman because of this kid Gibson. Let's get him on the field more. Maybe after the bye, they get him more involved in the offense. I know he was hurt a little bit last week and didn't know if he'd play, but yeah, I would love to see him more than Cobb. We need guys that can get open.
Well, you remember he did have that one reverse where he ran for about 18 yards, Gibson, in the Eagle game. So, you know, maybe we're going to see him more, you know. But I do think Randall Cobb is a leader in the locker room. I think there's something to that. I do. I mean, the guy's done a lot of winning in Green Bay. So, you know, if that's what he's bringing that to the table, I'll take it. You know what I mean?
They should get Corey Davis back here. Tell him to come out of retirement. We need him.
Who's this?
Corey Davis. I mean, get him back here.
Yeah, what happened with that? I mean, did Corey Davis retire because of the fact that he felt that he was getting pushed out the door?
No, it might have been something else in his personal life. And it's weird because he didn't really use the word retire. I think they said that he was just stepping away from the game. And it kind of sounded like Saleh was leaving the door open for him to come back. And my God, the door should be wide open right now. Yeah, we could definitely use another receiver.
You're right. We could use Corey Davis now. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think you're 100% right about it. But, you know, let's see. I mean, look, like I said, the Giant game worries me from the fact that the Jets are better than the Giants. You know, you don't want to lose to them. And, you know, they need to win this game. I don't care if they win it by a point, but go out there and win this freaking game. I'd love to kill them, but let's go out there and take care of business against a team we're better than. I mean, that's really the story on this game.
You think Rodgers comes back and plays this year?
Look, I don't think it's going to happen, but I can't rule it out. I mean, with everything you're hearing, you can't rule it out. I mean, why, you know, who knows? Maybe.
Joe, I'm telling you the scenario. 8-8, winning in Foxborough. Belichick, well, it won't be Belichick's last game. They signed him to an extension, apparently, before the year.
Oh, I didn't see that. He did, huh? I didn't know that.
Very quietly before the games yesterday, they came out and said that before the season, Belichick signed a multi-year extension. So I guess he's not going anywhere, but still.
Won his 300th game yesterday.
Yeah, right. He's going to be the all-time losingest coach, too, probably, if he keeps playing Mac Jones. But wouldn't that be something, 8-8, winning in, breaking the losing streak to the Pats, Rodgers comes back and plays?
Yeah. Well, they keep saying the Commander game. When the hell is that game, Commanders?
Christmas.
When is
that game? Yeah, right. Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. All right. Well, so we're still 2 months away from that. So
a Christmas miracle.
Look, I tell you, Rodgers, I put nothing by this guy. I mean, he seems very committed. He's certainly invested in the team. One thing that I like about Rodgers, I like the fact that he's on the sideline now with a headset, and he's helping the coach, Zach. I think that's a big thing right now as well. I really do.
Maybe let him call a few plays.
He should be calling plays. I agree with that. You know?
Yeah.
Look, you can't tell me that he doesn't have some input with Hackett on some of the play calling.
Hackett might – Hackett might defer to him on some play calls. That obviously wouldn't come out, but the coach even said, because Rodgers wasn't planning on being at the Eagles game, and Rodgers was saying on the McAfee show that Saleh texted him like, "Need you here, bud." He's his presence probably inspires them, because those players are probably thinking, "Hey, if we can get to the playoffs and get Rodgers back, the season's back
on."
We got
a chance. No, we got. Bro, look. I mean, you know, look. Let's be honest. We're 3-3 here at the bye. Everybody would have probably, even with Rodgers, we would have took 3-3 when you look at the schedule and how top heavy it was early in the year again, you know, for us. So I think everybody would have took 3-3. But look, let's be honest. If we had Rodgers at quarterback right now, we're a Super Bowl contender with this guy. With our defense, with Breece Hall, you know, you put Rodgers at quarterback, and we're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah, they'd be the second best team in the AFC, I would say. I mean, they definitely would have beaten the Patriots. They'd be 4-2 right now with Rodgers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who knows how that Chief game would have gone. And Miami, look, Miami hasn't beaten anybody this year, Joe. As fancy-dancy as they are on offense, they want to turn everything into a track meet. The two teams that play physical, Buffalo and Philadelphia, they went to both places and lost. And
by the way,
we
beat both of them, by the way, just to throw that in there. Now, both they were at home, but we did beat both of them. And here's something else, too. I mean, you look at this game last night. They scored one touchdown on offense. They only scored 17 points. They just scored one touchdown on offense, Miami, and that was it. The other one was on a pass, you know, an interception return for a touchdown. So, yeah. And even Buffalo kind of shut down their run. They only scored 20 points against Buffalo in that game. So, they're not unbeatable. They, like you said, bro, they've beaten up on Carolina. They beat up on the Giants. You know, they beat up on some bad football teams. So, you know, the lousy San Diego LA Chargers, whose defense stinks. If you watch that game, can I ask you this? You watched the Chief game yesterday?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you like the Taylor Swift dance move was Mahomes' wife up there.
I got a lot of theories on that one, Joe. We could be here for a long time,
But anyway, be that as it may, how is Travis? This makes me, Mahomes is phenomenal. He's an all-time great already. He's one of the great quarterbacks of all time already. But it's amazing. Travis Kelce's a Hall of Fame tight end. He's the best tight end in football. How does he get open like he – who's covering this guy? Like you watch him, there's nobody within 20 yards of him. It's amazing.
Dude, that was like Gronk back in the day with Brady. Right, I said it all the time. I'm like, what? They couldn't bring another guy out here
to
double team him? And then, you know, the Patriots, especially at the end, didn't really have the best receivers. So I'm thinking to myself, why are we not double teaming Gronk? It makes no sense. But
yeah,
I agree with you, man. And by the way, we better beat the Chargers on Monday Night Football. There's no reason why they should come here and win.
And let me tell you, I'm tired of hearing about Justin Herbert. He's not that good. He's not that good. He misses throws. He missed a couple throws. Even Romo was talking about it yesterday, how many throws Herbert has missed this year, open guys. So he's not that good. I mean, come on. Let's be.
Their defense is terrible.
They're a fraud team, the Chargers.
Yeah, the defense isn't good. And we could probably end their season when they come here on Monday Night Football. Maybe. What are they? They're 2-4 now, and then they play the crummy Bears. By the way, that kid from Division II looks like a
– I know. What's his name? What was the kid's name again?
Tyson Badgett or something like that. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, something like that, right.
Something, right? But he comes in and looks good. But,
But look, the Raiders think Brian Hoyer played for the Raiders. Brian Hoyer may be the worst quarterback that ever played football. He might be.
Yeah, well, the only thing that worries me about that Raider game is if Garoppolo comes back and play, because – these dink and dunk quarterbacks, they seem to have our number for whatever reason, probably because they get the ball out so quick. And we don't really – and, Joe, where's the blitz, too? That was another thing against New England.
Well, their blitz is well, the New England game – look, the New England game, I put squarely on the coaches. They coached – to me, they coached scared in that game. They didn't let Zach do anything, and they never went after Mac Jones. They never did, you know?
Yeah, they got these two great corners, man. They got to send the blitz this weekend against Tyrod Taylor especially. Tyrod doesn't throw interceptions. He does not put the football in harm's way. Right. We got to send the blitz at these guys, especially if Sauce and DJ Reed are back.
Yeah, well, they blitzed more. I mean, we saw Quincy Williams. Look, Quincy Williams ended the Bronco game with a couple blitzes, okay? So we've seen the blitz come a little more here than we have, you know, earlier in the year.
They should use Quincy, and I said this the whole season pretty much because he's so fast. They should kind of use him like a poor man's Micah Parsons.
Yeah. He's probably not better than Micah Parsons. You're right about that.
No, but he's fast. But like,
no, he's good.
He's a version of him.
Good in coverage. He's been playing tremendous. There's no doubt about it. Now, he's been outstanding, Quincy Williams. There's no question about it. He's been really good.
He's terrific.
Yeah. Jake Simone with us. We're doing a special Ode to Pain podcast. Let me get – Jake, if you don't mind, let me get my sponsors in here.
Who needs a house? Yep. I'm all for it.
Who needs a house out in Hackensack, like Billy Joel said, right? Let's get them in here. Of course, the Hackensack Brewing Company. Jake comes to all of the by the way, I love the Brees Hall jerseys. I don't know if I love the black. They haven't worn a black yet. They haven't worn a black this year yet.
No, probably Monday night, I would say.
You think that's what it's going to be against the Chargers? The Chargers?
Or the Commanders on Christmas.
No, the Commanders. What are they? They stink too, the Commanders. By the way, how about if you watch the Giant game yesterday, before we get into the spots here, why did Ron Rivera, he took a penalty early in the game that gave the Giants another shot instead of what would have been a fourth and goal from the 5-yard line. He took a holding penalty that gave the Giants another play, and he scored a touchdown on it. What was that?
In every single short yardage situation, Joe, what were they doing going at a shotgun?
I know.
He's terrible. He'll be fired at the end of the year.
Ron Rivera's terrible. He is. He's not any good. I know he went to a Super Bowl once, but, you know, with the Panthers, but please, you know. All right, anyway, the Hackensack Brewing Company, you know the deal. Jake knows it. Located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? The tap room's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Come check out Mike Jones and TJ and Andre and Herb and everybody there. Check out my Oda Payne beer, which, of course, is in the Jet colors now for the football season. And we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. Probably sometime before Thanksgiving, we'll let you know. So, and maybe JJ will be back to do it with me. So check out the Hackensack Brewing Company. Of course, I need a discount tire in Rivervale, New Jersey on Westwood Avenue. See my son Johnny. See his boss, Harry. Rob over there, they'll take care of you. A great mechanic that he is. You need work done on your car, tires. You need a car inspected, anything. Go see those guys over at Need a Discount Tire. Tell them I sent you again. Rivervale Avenue, Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. And DraftKings, we thank them again. We got week 8 coming up. How fast does the NFL season go, Jake? Man, it goes by like a nanosecond.
Yeah. It'll be the Super Bowl before you know it.
But anyway, check out DraftKings week 8 coming up. If you want to, let me just get the right spot here because I don't have it. Get into the action for week 8 with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use code OTAPAIN, OTHEPAIN, to sign up. New customers can bet $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code OTAPAIN. If you got a gambling problem, I know you don't, Jake, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.SOT1800Gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problems gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. I know, Jake, you hang out there. 21 plus age, varies by jurisdiction. Void in Canada and Ontario. Everything's void there. See sportsbook.draftnet. DraftKings.com/football terms for eligibility. Terms of responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility, deposit restrictions apply. Jake Simone with us, a special edition of the Oda Payne podcast on a Monday. It is October 23rd, 2023. So you're a little concerned. You're concerned about this game. This is a big game for the fans.
It's a game.
Is big for the fans here. A lot of pressure on us in this game, bro.
Well, Joe, what it is I've seen this movie so many times, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
We come off these big wins. It was really under Todd Bowles for the most part. I mean, we could go on and on about the big wins.
We beat the Giants. Remember, we've won the last two games. The last game was the game in 2019
where Jamal Adams
took the ball away from Daniel Jones. And then the other 15 was the overtime win with Fitzpatrick and Brandon Marshall. We won that game in OT.
And look, it's off of a bye, too. It's like I'm worried about this bye. I really am, because just the history of the Jets off of a bye. Yeah. And look, I'm trying to be as optimistic as possible, but I think to myself many times with this franchise, look, they don't have room for me to give them the benefit of the doubt.
No,
there's no benefits
of the doubt. You're right.
I'm saying. I need to see it first, but we should win this football game. And also, Andrew Thomas coming back for the Giants is a big deal because he really makes that offensive line a lot better. I know they've been terrible this year, but Thomas is one of the best left tackles in all football.
And Saquon Barkley. Barkley's back too, running the ball well. No, believe me. And like I said, I think they're better with Tyrod Taylor than Jones. So I'd be very surprised if Taylor doesn't play Sunday. I would be shocked if he's not the quarterback.
I think it might be Jones, because look, if he gets cleared for contact, if you're Brian Daboll, what do you say? Like Tyrod, because if Tyrod's starting this week and Jones is cleared, pretty much Tyrod is the quarterback moving forward now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, they should have won the Bill game. They played better with him at quarterback. I don't know. I'll say it again. I'll be surprised if Jones starts. I really will. But I could be wrong. We'll see how.
And the Giant defense is playing a lot better the last two games.
Better.
They have.
Better. It's better. I don't want to go crazy, but the defensive line, I'm sure Leonard Williams will be pumped up for the game. Yeah, he blocked the field goal yesterday. Did you see that?
What a stiff that guy was. I get it. He made the Pro Bowl. For us, he was. I mean, it gave me a big smile on that Sunday night game against the Bills. That the only time we heard Leonard Williams' name get called was a personal foul penalty.
Right. Well, we'll see. I mean, look, we got to feel good about our team right now. We're 3-3. Like I said, we would have signed for that coming into the season. And, you know, we'll see where we go from here. Like I said, I want to get to 10. You say 9-8. I want 10-7, bro. I think 10 wins gets us in. There's a lot of winnable games going forward. The Falcons, the Commanders. You know, these are games you got to win. I know Houston looks like they're a lot better. They're playing pretty well. They're 3-3. Obviously, the Browns is going to be a tough game. That's a big game, man. We play them on a Thursday night in Cleveland. That could be a real big game with a lot of playoff implications coming up down the road. They got a good defense. Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, and those guys. You know, that'll be a tough game. It really will.
Yeah, look, they got to go 7-4 for the rest of the way to get to 10.
And I think it's doable. Why not? Why not, bro?
For me, if they're going to win 10 games, they have to beat Buffalo and Buffalo, right? Wouldn't it be nice to sweep those guys?
Yeah.
And when's the last time the Jets have won there?
Yeah, been a while. And split the Dolphin game. Split the two games. I got to win at least. They beat him. I remember they beat him in Buffalo with Donald. I forget what year that was.
It was Adam Gase's last year, but that was pretty much where Buffalo played, like the JV team, because they were going to the playoffs.
It was like the last game of the year or something like that, which didn't matter anyway. Look, we got to beat Miami at least once. Got to win one of the two Dolphins. Here's what we got to do. We got to go 3-4. We got four division games left. We got to win three of them. Minimum three of the four.
And you have to beat the Patriots, right?
Yes.
You have to beat the Patriots. There's no losing. Look, to me, I know Sal.
That's going
to
be a big game.
Let me ask you something. Objectively speaking here. So here are my two scenarios why I would not want this coach back next year. And he's done a great job, 3-3 without Rodgers. I get all that. But for some godforsaken reason, they spiral out of control and they win like five games the rest of the year. How does he come back? But, bro, if they're 8-8.
I don't see
and
that. If
there is a winning in New England and they lose that game, I don't want to look at this guy anymore.
Yeah, you know what, bro? I'll say this. Look, here's what I'll say, okay? First of all, I think Rodgers loves him. So I think that, you know, Rodgers will be back here. He's going to be back now. You know Rodgers is determined to play, even if he doesn't play this year.
He'll play again.
He's coming back next year. They're not getting rid of Salah. And I'll tell you why I wouldn't. Because I got to tell you this. I'm tired of the revolving door of head coaches, bro. I mean, every three years, we got a new head coach. Here's the thing about Salah. They play for him. This team plays for him. And they play hard all the time. And this defense is getting better. They're getting better as the year goes on. They really are. They're getting better as the year goes on.
Yeah, I wouldn't move on from him. But, dude, that would be such a tough come on. I can't go the whole offseason with that as the lasting memory.
You know what? I'm
not
going to worry about that now. Right now, I just want to beat the Giants. Let's go beat the Giants. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. This is like you said, this is a scary game. You know, we're better than they are. We're going to be favored for the first time this year. Let's go out there and beat them. There's no, beat them, beat the Chargers, we should be 6-3 going into Buffalo, minimum 5-4 going into that Bill game.
I completely agree. And Joe, we don't want to become the Rangers with the overhaul of coaches like every single they go through more coaches than us.
No, I know it's humble every couple of years. You know, Rangers win and they get rid of coaches. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's not like they're they don't make the playoffs every year and they get rid of these guys. So we'll see. Nice win by the Rangers the other day in Seattle. They're on this crazy Western Canada swing now. So
yeah, we'll lot going on. We got the football.
You're a Ranger fan?
Yeah, Ranger fan, Nets fan, going to the game on Wednesday at Barclays Center.
Who's at the opener against who?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, okay.
Yeah. So, I'll be there on Wednesday. I'm sure me and Evan are like, you know, two of the 40 Net fans.
Are you a Mets fan too? You're Mets?
No, I'm a huge Yankee fan.
Yankees. Okay.
Yeah. But by the way, the Mets, you got to be sick to your stomach. I mean, in the World Series, you're either seeing Verlander versus Zach Wheeler or Max Scherzer. I mean, how much are you rooting for the Astros to take it to Max Scherzer in Game 7?
Well, I'm rooting for the Astros anyway because I kind of like the Astros after they got hosed with the ridiculous cheating scandal nonsense.
Really, Beltran's the only one that got hosed. I mean, all those other guys, they got their jobs back.
Yeah, even the managers got it back, right? They all did. So
yeah. Beltran might look, if you're a Hall of Fame voter, I could see the voters, and we talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I know so those voters could definitely hang that over Carlos Beltran when he's is Altuve gonna they're gonna use this like
Here's what they're gonna do to Altuve, who clearly is a first ballot walk-in Hall of Famer. There's no not even debatable. What they're gonna do is they're gonna penalize him by not putting him in the first ballot. That's what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
That's typical of the freaking writers. You know how they are, you know.
And
they're
honestly,
all on that moral high ground that we don't live on, Jake.
Beltran might not get in because of this. I don't think it's that crazy. And
he's
writers.
Anyway. I think Beltran's borderline Hall of Fame. I think he's a shoo-in Hall of Famer. I don't.
Joe, with the standard of the Hall of Fame nowadays, where we're seeing like Tim Raines make the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So, come on, Tim Raines is not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's close. He's a borderline guy.
I got a very different definition of Hall of Famer. And Tim Raines, that's not it. And the fact, though, we can go on and on about the steroid guys. We can go on about Pete Rose. But Beltran being a borderline guy, I don't think he would get in. And you know they're going to hang it over Altuve.
Yeah.
I mean, Bregman might be a Hall of Famer. And it's all those guys. Because it's all nonsense. Look, I'm a Yankee fan. The Astros were going to win that series. Whether they cheat or not, they were the better team in both instances.
Yep.
So,
I'm rooting for them again. Who's pitching for Houston in Game 7? When is Game 7 tonight?
I think it's tonight. Yeah, I think it is.
Who's pitching for Houston?
Christian Javier.
And Scherzer's pitching for the Rangers?
Scherzer's getting the ball.
Wow.
He hosed the Mets, man. He hosed your franchise.
Yeah, well, we got hosed by the owner. They should have never look. They punted the season. They didn't have to do that. I didn't mind trading Scherzer. They should have never traded Verlander. Never. Killer trade.
And they got to sign Pete Alonso. I mean, does your franchise want to be one that just gets rid of all these guys? I mean, every big time player.
Jake, of course. Of course they do. And I don't trust this guy, Stearns, I got to tell you. I don't love him. I mean, he's another one of these guys who went to Harvard, so he's smarter than everybody. Another guy that couldn't play baseball, but he's going to reinvent the game. You know, so I don't love him either, believe me.
Well, they're all jumping for joy because all the Mets fans think that Craig Counsell is going to be the manager.
So what?
What's he won?
Yeah, I don't get excited about Craig Counsell. Believe me.
If Pete Alonso would look good in the Yankee lineup hitting after Aaron. Can you imagine?
Hey, that would be just – how great would that be? Oh, my God. How bad would that be for us? That would be typical Mets, man. Let him walk. The guy only hits 46 in homers and drives in 120 runs every year. Let him go. Joke. It's a joke, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Scherzer didn't hose the Mets as much as Kevin Durant hosed my Brooklyn Nets. So
at least
you have that.
Please, Kevin Durant, give me a break. You know, you can say whatever you want about Kyrie, James Harden, and he's got Kevin Durant. He screwed the Nets, man.
Screwed us.
He hardly played. They gave him all this money when he wasn't going to play the first year anyway. He couldn't wait to get the hell out of Brooklyn. What a joke. Instead of saying, no, let me carry the team. No. Let me run away as fast as possible. And let's be honest about him, too. You know, he won his championships. He had to go play with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson to go win his championships. Okay, let's put it on the table now. All right.
There's a real chance he never wins again with how good the NBA is.
Of course. I'm not a big fan of Kevin Durant. I'm with you 100% on Kevin. He's
hosed
us. Screwed the Nets.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, worse than Kyrie. I mean, look, even after that Celtic trade with.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much was for Jason Tatum. The Celtics got out of it. I've never seen more of a failure than that. And that says a lot.
Yeah. No, I feel bad for the Nets fans. Thank God the Knicks didn't get Durant. Thank God for that. I'm so happy they didn't get him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember.
Thank you, Kevin.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I remember the next day on The Fan because I was listening, obviously, like I did all the time to you and Evan during the midday at work with my AirPods. But, I remember Frank Isola came on the show, and you were getting a little chippy with him there.
Yeah, well, Frank doesn't talk to me anymore, so you know
that might.
You know what the problem is, Jake? A lot of these guys are too freaking sensitive. You know what I mean? They're too sensitive. You can't be so damn sensitive. You just can't be.
You still talk to Manish?
I don't know. Where is Manish? Is he around? I got no problem with Manish.
He covered the team objectively after, because let's be honest. I mean, he told us to rejoice with Adam Gase. He had an agenda.
Manish had an agenda. And they all do. You think these guys, and I say this all the time, you think these guys that cover the team like Costello and Cimini, they want to see the Jets lose. You think they want to see the team win? Give me a break. They don't want to see them win.
No, I mean, Brian Costello said they were going 8-9 before the season started with Rodgers. Right. I mean, come on.
He's basically picked them to lose every game this year. Has he picked them to win a game this year yet? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think we'll see if he picks them against the Giants. We'll see.
Well, it might be the kiss of death if he does.
Yeah, I know. Let's hope he picks them to lose again, you know?
What a disaster.
Let's see what the number is. I don't know. Have you seen the early line in that game yet?
The Jets are 3-point favorites.
Is that what it is, 3? Yeah, okay.
3-point favorites. Good God.
Well, you knew they were going to be favored in that game. There's no doubt about it.
I thought it would be like a pick 'em or the Jets -1.
Nah, I'm not surprised. They're better. Brought it better.
Are they going to be favorites in any other game this year besides this one?
If they win this game, they'll be favored against the Chargers, too.
Yeah, you think Joe?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. At home, if they go into the Charger game 4-3, they'll be favored in that game. At home Monday night, yes. And they'll be favored on the road against the Raiders, too. If they win the next two games, they'll be favored in Vegas, too.
It depends who's starting. I think with Garoppolo, they're okay. Garoppolo's – say what you want about Garoppolo. He wins games. He just is around the field.
No, Garoppolo wins. I agree with you.
He wins games.
He does.
And Josh McDaniels, who I think is vastly overrated. I think there's a lot of – how many overrated coaches are there in the NFL? Really?
There's a lot of overrated coaches. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of those guys, bro. Hey, you know, but there's a lot of guys that are pretty good. I mean, look, Tomlin is still very good. Bill is still very good. Say whatever you want about him.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll's good. Yeah, no doubt about it. Shanahan. Shanahan's a top coach. McVay's still a top coach in my mind. Sean McVay.
Obviously, you know, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, well.
I'm really talking like these guys that we just want to put in Canton already, like Mike McDaniel. Can we see it a little bit more?
Give me a break with McDaniel. Go win some. Go beat a good team, McDaniel. Who did they play this week? Oh, they played the Patriots this week in Miami. What do you think about that game? They should win that game, right? Miami, you should
in
win.
Miami, yeah, they should win that game.
Yeah, they should.
They should off of a loss, too.
Yeah. And Buffalo plays Thursday in Tampa.
Oh, they against Todd Bowles.
Yeah, that's right.
Whenever I think of Todd Bowles in Buffalo, man, it just...
I know.
What a joke that... I would have gotten rid of him on the spot. And you were the first one on Todd Bowles, too, out of everybody. You said he's not a good coach. And they stuck with him for so long, too.
Well, I think they kept him, and I don't want to get into too much of this, but I think they kept him for reasons that were not related to football. We'll leave it alone. We'll leave it at that. You know?
Yeah, he was terrible. The Jets have had a lot of bad coaches. And
he lost the team. He lost the team in his second year, Bowles.
The second week of the year.
Yeah.
Third week of the year.
Brandon Marshall and Sheldon Richardson were fighting with each other in the locker room or whatever the hell was going on, right?
And yeah, I remember when you and Evan had Darrell Revis on the show, and he talked about that, how it was never the same after that. And they kept him. Oh, my God. And how many no-shows did they have under Todd Bowles, too?
Yeah, they did. Well, that's the one thing, like I say, about Salah. They play for him, man. You got to say that they give maximum effort to this guy. Yeah, they do that.
They just got to start off games better. That's really what you want about clock management. I mean, nobody's perfect with managing the clock, but if they simply got off to better starts, I'd be doing a dance.
Yeah, well, they never play with the lead, bro. I mean, you're right about that. They're always coming from behind. But, hey, look, the second half, though, they've only given up one touchdown in the second half. That was to Denver. And one of the big reasons they got a touchdown there was because it was a bad roughing the passer call. I forget who that – I think it was on
Bryce Huff
in that game. Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, one day we'll get one going our way, Joe.
Yeah, don't hold your breath, bro. Maybe if Rodgers ever gets back here, maybe they'll throw. I don't think they're ever going to throw one for Zach, you know?
Look, America's most watched team.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, they've had all these big games, you know? They've had all these big primetime games. So
they've shown up to play in all of them.
They have. They should have beat the Chiefs, bro. They got hosed. They really did.
Story of our lives.
I know. Well, let's see what happens. Jake, look, I'm going to let you go. It was great having you on. We'll do it again. And hopefully I'll see you at the next live podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. When's that going to be? Did we get any?
No, like I said, I'll let you know probably sometime before Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, I'm heading up to Buffalo on the 17th for that, big game. So,
that's right.
But
what is that? What is that? Is that the week before Thanksgiving, the Buffalo game?
Yes.
So that's the – so we play Buffalo and then Miami back-to-back.
Yep.
Right. Right. Okay.
It's go time. But, Joe, thanks so much for having me. I'll talk to you soon. And as we say here, all the love.
All of it, Jake. Thanks for coming on. Jake Simone and a special edition of the Ode to Pain podcast here Monday the 23rd, the Jet bye week, and we appreciate it. Jake, we'll talk to you again anytime, bro. And by the way, anytime you want me on your podcast, you'll let me know.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We'll come on. We'll talk shop anytime, Joe.
All the love, baby. See you soon.
See you soon.
All right, babe. Take care. All right, good.